I have some friends that do that.
I have never done that to one of my girlfriends, but I've had done to me.
Yeah.
And then the same night I got punched in the face. So I'll never forget that.
Oh, so there
I'm
you go.
I'm trying to think back. I feel like I've definitely done that.
Why did you get punched in the face? Wait, why the fuck? I'll explain that.
We'll go back to we'll get back to the punch in the face. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnit Talk. My name is Ellie, and I'm here with my producer, Alana. Alana, what's up?
Nothing much, Ellie. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Yeah, this is our first episode being back from break.
Yep.
So we had the whole week off. We had Christmas to New Year's off,
mm-hmm.
Which was nice. I went home. I went to Chicago. I had a half birthday party. And now we're back, and it's kind of been, it feels like fucking, I don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, I'm so confused. It's actually Thursday, right? Yeah, I feel like it's Monday.
I would have honestly guessed Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yesterday felt like Monday, though.
I just, like, can't.
I'm not doing well. And I'm sick, too. Like, I have a cough. It's been keeping me up. So I'm, like, very, like, not a human being right now.
While we were in that meeting, my throat was closing a little bit. So if you got me sick, I'll fucking.
I probably did because I got sick from a girl I was hanging out with on New Year's Eve.
Oh, so it's like a fresh sickness.
It's
so,
a fresh.
You definitely,
I just got
I'm definitely
it.
Definitely getting that.
I'm very fucking annoyed with it, but it's fine. I get a cough every winter, so.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't give it to my New Year's kiss. Probably.
Yay! Congratulations.
Yeah, finally.
Congrats on the kiss.
I finally had a New Year's kiss. I know I said I've never had one before, and I finally had one, and it was fine. I feel
How
like.
How did it make you feel?
No, it really didn't make me feel any more.
Yep.
Special than anybody else, so it's kind
stupid.
Of just like a kiss.
Yeah,
I think it's probably different if you're like in love with them, but you know, I just met him, so
that's kind of a love, a lust.
Oh, totally lust. I mean, he was a good looking dude. He was really nice, really interesting.
Mm-hmm. But
things went a little south because I'm the most embarrassing human being. In the fucking world.
Yeah. Congrats.
So let me explain to you what happened. I honestly shouldn't even be telling this story. This is me telling you guys this story, by the way, is the reason I'm going to die alone, because like I'm never going to have a boyfriend if I just tell all the embarrassing things
well,
that happened
Ellie, let's
to
just
me.
Embrace it.
That's true. I'll just be alone and celibate forever.
Yeah.
That's fine. Maybe not celibate. I mean, I feel like a guy would still want to hook up with me, just like not.
Definitely
date
not
me.
Celibate. Definitely getting.
But I won't have any love in my life.
Yes,
that's fine. I'm just.
It's a trade-off.
I have friendship love, yeah. Parent love. It's fine. Anyways, so I ended up going home with my New Year's kiss.
That is probably like an ideal situation,
yeah,
for a single girl.
For a normal, I want to emphasize normal. For a normal single, yeah, girl, it would have been like an ideal, like wonderful. Like I met, yeah, him, and I went home with
sparks
him.
Sparks flew.
Sparks flew, and it was great. I was also very
drunk. And then
drunk.
We made sweet, passionate love.
Sweet, sweet. I actually hate the phrase make love.
Me too.
Thank you.
It's
makes
gross.
Me so. You know, you watch Sex and the City,
yeah,
I'm sure. They say make love like 18
I
times
I don't
an
like
episode.
It at all.
The only one that says fuck is Samantha.
Samantha,
she's
probably
the only normal one.
Yeah.
It's like, they're all like, we made love last
no,
night.
That,
and
I
I'm
don't
like, ew.
That. Do not
gross.
Like that.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, so I went home with him. By the way, this guy was like 27.
Mm-hmm.
And his apartment was impeccable. Heckably decorated.
Does he live alone or have a roommate?
He has one roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually my roommate went home, which is really
ooh,
funny.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it would have been like a fun little story if I hadn't
ruined
it. anyway, so his apartment was like fucking impeccably decorated. It was like leathers and wood and like,
mm-hmm,
plants.
Because you're probably used,
you know,
to seeing like the frat guy,
yeah,
house that's dirty and they
college
have one
guy
pot.
Apartments. Like they,
yeah,
don't have like nice. I remember I hooked up with a guy who didn't have cups. Like,
yeah,
they
exactly.
just drank out of the sink, which is fucking
insane.
But yeah, it was like a beautiful apartment. We had like a nice conversation. He gave me wine. It was like Sancerre. Like it was like,
ooh.
I know. I was like, oh, this is what it's like to date as an adult.
Yes.
I'm into this. So things are progressing fine. We're in his room. We are doing some of it, not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's your degree of nudity at this point?
I think I had my top off and nothing else.
Mm.
Alana.
Ellie.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, whatever. I have nice boobs. So anyways, so that's happening and things are happening. And then, mm-hmm, I don't know what happened. I'm just like chilling. Like we're making out and I start crying And not like a little bit. Like I felt it happening a little. I felt like the crying welling up. And I was like, nope, you're not doing this. We are not doing this.
This is the cry count of all cry counts.
Seriously. And I
this counts as like 10.
Yeah, because it's so fucking embarrassing. So I'm like, so tears start rolling down my cheeks. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like trying so hard. I'm like trying to sniff like softly so he doesn't notice that I'm like crying. I was like,
was it one like, tear well, or
no,
multiple?
No, it was both sides. It was
so
like
he's getting like droplets
tears.
On his face?
Well, I was underneath him. So he didn't notice until I believe that he like flipped me over and then like
teardrops drop
like,
on the pillow.
Onto his face. And he's like, are you okay?
Oh, I thought you meant like face down.
No, Alana,
oh,
no.
You're not having
we
sex
weren't having
yet.
Sex.
Okay.
No, we were just making out. But yeah, so he notices. He's like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing. And then instead of playing it cool and being like, no, I'm just drunk. Like, I cry when I'm drunk. Like, don't worry. It's not you. Like, whatever. I, like, told him. Because what happened was I started thinking about Mike. And I started thinking about how he was the last person I hooked up with. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking how much I just wished I was with him because that's, like, comfortable, familiar, and, like, whatever. And I'm
yeah,
still
having sex with a new person is always a little weird. If you were dating someone else, like, and you're used to having sex with one, like, that
even
first
if you're
time.
Just used to having sex. I mean, I that happened to me the last time I had, like, a thing with someone.
Right. Like
the
next
first
time is scary.
It's always weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, I started thinking about that, and I was, like, because I was drunk enough, I was, like, I wish this was Mike instead, like, that. Because I was just so comfortable with him, you know, and then... Mm-hmm. So I start crying and whatever. And then instead of playing it off and being like I was drunk, I was like, it's not fair because you're such like a nice, cool guy. But I just like can't like move on from someone else. Like, oh, my God. Like legitimately thinking about it right now, I wish that I were dead. Like it is so unbelievably embarrassing that I did this.
What was his face like?
I mean, he was
shocked, confused, upset. Like what?
Oh, he was just kind of like shocked. He was like he looked at me like he was a deer in headlights and I was a car coming right at him. Yeah. Like, he was like, and I was like, no, I'm like so sorry. And he was like, no, we're adults. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't mind at all. And I was like, no, it's fine. He's like, no, like, you're like a cool girl. I mean, obviously, like, I didn't expect this like baggage, but I mean,
oh,
I was like,
my God.
Oh my God. And I told him, I was like, if you never text me again.
Like, I get it.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Like, please, honestly, don't feel like you have to, because if this happened to me, if a guy started crying on me in my bed, no, I would never fucking talk to him again. So that's fair. Like, who needs this level of crazy? Clearly, I'm not ready to move on. You shouldn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So, yes, you know, so that was my thing. That kind of made me realize, yeah, I'm super not ready to be moving on.
You got to. But you gotta just pull.
Okay, but like I can't do that. Cannot happen again.
Maybe the next time you won't cry.
Hopefully, I'll just regret
Hopefully
it.
You'll
and
just
feel really shitty. Like
why though?
I could tell. I don't know. It's not that I didn't want to be there or that I regretted it. I was actually like enjoying myself. I just got a little. Honestly, I think I just got a little gun shy. Where like,
yeah,
I was comfortable to a point, and then it like moved past that point.
Yeah,
and
I
then
totally
I was
get
like,
that.
I was like, oh, I'm not ready to be seeing another penis right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially you just met him.
Yeah, I hadn't met him that.
Like,
night.
I think that the first, if you're like dating someone and you have been only having sex with them or whatever,
yeah.
Like the first time after the first next time you have sex with someone else, like you kind of, unless like you don't give a fuck, which is totally fine. Like, it kind of, you have to know them a little. You have to feel comfortable. Probably hook up a few times before.
Yeah.
I don't know, at least that's what I've done. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I need to, like, build it up.
You have to build
and
it up.
And I feel like it was,
yeah,
too,
feel
it was like,
comfortable.
Things are, like, moving a little too fast for where I
was
at in my head.
Yeah, I get that. Crying is a weird response, but.
It was like, he kept being like, did I do something?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you didn't do anything. Like, I'm a crazy person.
I'm just insane.
Like, it's not you.
Yeah.
It's me.
It's okay.
Well. So, yeah, that was my most recent failure. I'm sure there will
well,
be more.
Maybe you'll get laid soon.
Fucking maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Anyways, we have a really fun episode for you. We have a really fun episode for you today. We have the chicks in the office. We
Woo-hoo!
Have Rhea and Fran with us. That's so fun. So I've been, like, wanting to have them on forever. They're just so, you know, busy and famous that they don't have time for us.
True.
But I'm really glad that they had time for us this week. Rhea was like the first person to really like reach out to me when I first started working here. She like took me out for lunch on my first day in the office in August, like my mm-hmm. very first time even being here.
Oh, right, right.
Because
right.
She like was like, yeah, you looked like a fucking, like you were going to lose your mind.
Yeah.
And I didn't even eat a bite because I was so nervous. But we just like sat in the merch room and we talked and like it made me feel like way more comfortable. So yeah. That helps.
So yeah, women helping women.
Yeah, we're really happy. It's a really fun episode. We answered your DMs. We answered a lot of really random fucking questions. We drank some wine. Before we get into this interview, we have a little word from our sponsor, Tommy John. 2019 is just beginning, right? And we want to start off the year feeling good, feeling right. Time to drop our old habits, drop, you know, bad habits. And I think we should drop our old gross underwear too.
Yep.
We should all be wearing Tommy John underwear because it is so freaking comfy. Mm-hmm. You should get it for your boyfriends, ladies, or men if you're listening, buy it for yourself or buy it for your girlfriends. They have men and women's underwear. It's so soft, so comfy. Mm-hmm. I wore one of the pairs last. It's like my favorite thing to sleep in. It's like a big t-shirt and then my Tommy John underwear. Mm-hmm. It's like so comfy. But hurry to TommyJohn.com/Ellie right now for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Ellie for 20% off. Only at TommyJohn.com. TommyJohn.com. Anyways, let's get into that interview.
If I pull up with a Kerry Washington, that's going to be an enormous scandal. I could have Naomi Campbell, still might want me a Stormy Daniels. Sometimes you got to bag the boss up. I call that taking Corey Gambles. Find yourself up in the food court. You might have to enjoy your sample. All these shots on Chris and Mingle. Almost what got Tristan single. If you don't ball like him or Kobe, guaranteed that bitch going to leave you. Hey, time is
what's
extremely
up,
valuable.
Everybody? We are here with the chicks in the office, Rhea and Fran. Thank you guys so much for coming. What's up?
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Ellie.
We're so happy to have you here.
I'm like instantly in a better mood because you're so peppy.
Yeah. And the wine, for
and
sure.
And the wine. It's did the wine you start too. Drinking yet?
Not yet.
No. They made me drink in the store.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us take
the wine out.
They made
you drink in the store?
Yeah. It was like a law. Like, you can't just walk out with, like,
I think
new
they don't
alcohol.
Have, like, their liquor license or something.
Yeah, it was really weird.
What?
Store were you 28.
I think you guys just bought illegal wine. Yeah. That's counterfeit.
Well, but we
I'm about to drink
that
illegal
place.
Wine.
We love the place, so we don't want to, like, not let
go
them.
Go against
let, them. Yeah,
yeah.
We don't
love their
to,
spot.
She gave me a cup and was like, you have to open it and start drinking it. Or you can't leave. I was like,
oh, wow. That's some kind of
weird
pressure.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to a bar or a store?
No, it's like one of those cafes over there, you know.
Cafe 28. It's Cafe 28.
It's Cafe 28.
Yeah. They wouldn't let us leave without it. And I love Cafe 28.
Yeah.
Like, why?
No, I just have to say that.
That's a dangerous combo. You don't need to, because Rhea's going to start bringing home small bottles of wine with her.
Oh,
wine.
Yeah. The fact that I now bring know that home, Cafe 28 sells these little small bottles of wine, I'll be there.
Okay, so we had a bunch of DMs. So yesterday we put on our Instagram story. We were like, hey, we're going to have the chicks in the office. If you have any questions, let us know. And we got like a billion DMs, of course. They love you guys. And so we're just going to start with some of those.
Sweet.
Let's do it.
Very first question. And honestly, I've probably asked you both this, and I forget every single time. So, how did you get to Barstool?
Okay, I guess I'll start it. So, I got here because Glennie Balls. If you don't know who Glennie Balls is, he's also a personality here. Mm. He got an internship here in the first 2 weeks that they moved to New York when they were looking for New York interns, and he started working here. Wow. And I was a fan of Barstool, so I texted him congratulating him because I went to high school with him. And everybody was freaking out. They were like, oh my God, Glenn is interning at Barstool. So I texted him congratulating him, and he was like, well, actually, they're looking for female interns because there's not really any females here. I mean, Erica was here, and then there were some salespeople, but they're looking for some interns. So I came in, and I interviewed with Caleb and Glenn, and it was a joke that Caleb needed to hire another intern to be Glenn's boss because Caleb was going on one of those tours to the colleges. So I was hired that day as soon as I walked in, and that was in September 2016.
Wow.
And then I was interning for a while, just doing all different things. Like, I was doing some video things, like being in the background of videos, or I was doing the Larry's Picks videos, a part of my take. And then I was helping some people on the business side if they needed help with things. So I was just doing anything I could get my hands on, basically. And then Fran came.
I came, insert Fran.
insert Fran to the equation.
Like, end of January, February 2017, I'm a huge Philadelphia sports fan. I followed Smitty. I saw that he had tweeted that he needed an intern in New York. I answered the call. At the time, they were trying to do a morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Called Drive Time. RIP. It was a great show. It was me, Smitty, Riggs, and Trent. And we started doing that. They were kind enough to let me be on air with them. And then after that, Rhea and I kind of started working together. So
Yeah, we just realized that we had the same interest, pop culture, just looking at celebrities all day long. Well, we realized that we would like sit on the couch to do intern work, and then we would just end up talking about things on Instagram or other celebrities that we saw. So we just realized we had a common interest, and then Brendan Clancy was like, well, why don't you guys do a video answering like a KFC radio question? So we did that, but then we realized, well, if we like pop culture so much, why don't we just do our videos about pop culture?
Yeah.
Like, let's just do 1 minute videos talking about pop culture, giving people quick news.
Yeah,
like
the update of the day.
You know, it's not like a 60 minute video. Like, they'll get their quick news, and that's really how it happened. We just started doing that on Instagram.
Yeah. So I'm sure all of you know Chicks in the Office, but if you don't, you can follow them on Instagram. They do pop culture. They have 1 minute videos on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You guys also have your radio show. That's 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time every day.
Yes.
And then you also have your podcast, which is doing amazing.
Yes.
And was nominated for People's Choice Awards. We don't like to talk about that. I say you won.
We're a People's Choice Award loser, but that's okay.
That's fine.
But even to be nominated.
That's a nice accolade.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh,
yeah. That's fine. I'll be a People's Choice Award loser for the rest of my life. So yeah. I feel
no
okay
one else
that
can say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say that.
True.
A People's Choice Award loser. Yeah, that's the best kind of loser
it
to be.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel good about it.
It's funny that Brendan like is like the one that pulls all the girls to do like he.
I know what you're saying. He just kind of he was very good at not necessarily pairing us up or like pairing people up.
He has a good vision.
He just sees the big picture.
Yeah, he sees big picture. He sees mediums that are very popular. He's like, look, Instagram. Not a lot of people are doing videos. That are like actual segmented videos.
Yeah.
He kind of gave us the direction and then
we just really just ran with it.
Yeah.
And then
we
Noah
just kind of
really,
ran with it and then Noah came in and Noah.
How many followers do you guys have on Instagram now?
I believe it's close to 340 now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It must have been so weird when you first started working here. I mean, you guys were like the only two women, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot different when I was interning here, like so different. First of all, there was only one floor and there wasn't nearly as many people as there is now. And it was all guys when I was here besides Erica. And then there was like one other sales girl. So I just became friends with all the guys, but I didn't think of it in a way that it was weird at all. Like everybody
just
treated
these are the
me
that
with
are
the
here.
Same.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like they treated me with the same respect
Definitely.
That they treated everybody else. Yeah. So,
but when you guys started doing like your own content, do you think that there was like a pushback a little bit? Like, oh, we don't want girls. Like not from the office, but from.
Well, definitely from
internet. Yeah.
From the internet. Yeah. But
the internet will push back on anything.
Yeah. If you listen to the internet, you're never going to do anything.
Right.
Because you're just going to get scared of what the people say.
Yeah.
So.
It's shocking what people say.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's like, that's why you just can't listen to it or else you would hide in a hole.
I always tell Alana because she's like new to, she didn't really have so much social media before this. And she's like, people say the craziest things. I'm like, the internet is full of lowlifes and that's what it is.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. We've been doing it for long enough now where we know you just don't look at it.
Yeah.
Like you just cut it out of your life. It makes you a much happier person.
Once you realize that if you don't look at it, it doesn't affect your life by not looking at it. It only affects your life if you look at it.
Right. And all it does is affect your like mental state. Doesn't affect your job. Doesn't affect what you're doing every day.
Yeah.
Like it's literally just
it's just so fucking annoying.
Say.
I just can't imagine someone sitting there like taking the moment out of their actual day to write
exactly
something.
But that's like, but that's the kind of people like that's what you have to think like that's the kind of people who
you just have to accept the fact that there is people out there like that and be like I never want to associate with anyone like
God,
that
ever.
So whatever if you want to do that that's fine but I'm just not going to read what you have to say
and regardless engagement so
exactly
hate on me hater
true
okay so our next DM is from a girl named Chloe and she wants to know do you believe that you have to make a guy chase you in order for them to know your worth.
I'm really bad at that. Like, I have never been one to be like, oh, chase me. Like, oh, I'm not going to text you first. And that, like, I have never been like that. Like, if I want to text you, I'm going to text you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really it.
I think there's something to say about it in the beginning, just like to have a little fun, not necessarily be like available all the time, maybe. But not like disappear.
Right.
Like if you get a text from a guy that you kind of have a crush on a Saturday night and he's like, well, where are you going? And you can be like, oh, no, I have plans. I'm going with my friends.
Right.
And then you don't have to give it all to be like, oh, my God, where are you going? Like, I'll meet you. Rein it in and let him
see, that's my problem, though. Like, if I know you want to, like, well, I have a boyfriend now, but before that, like, if a guy that I was talking to texted me on a Saturday night, I was like, what are you doing? Like, you better believe I'm answering and telling him to meet me at the same place because I'm interested in you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I understand that some people are like, there needs to be a little chase, which I get. You don't want to be up the guy's ass. Yeah. Like, there's a difference between letting him know that you're interested and then being up his ass. Like, you don't have to let him. I think the line,
it's tough because, and New York City is totally different.
Yeah. Because, really?
Like, I had around a year of being single living in New York, and the guys that I was the most available to, those were the most short-lived.
Wow.
maybe we'd hook up or hang out a couple times. It'd be, like, maybe a month, and then it just would kind of fizzle out. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. and it's probably because we obviously weren't
compatible
and it wouldn't have worked anyway, but I think there's probably something to say with being a little mysterious at the beginning. Just to
I wouldn't say text him like 100 times in a row. But I'm also not one of those people who are like, you need to wait 20 minutes to answer his text.
Oh no,
like,
that
you
is,
see
yeah,
the text. No. Answer
the text.
Yeah.
And if he asks you to hang out, like, and you're not doing anything, like,
yeah,
no, you'll go.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like so many people have been in this situation where like, you're out or whatever, and then a guy texts you, and you're like, bye, guys, I'm leaving.
I have some friends that
I have never done that to one of my girlfriends, but I've had done to me.
Yeah.
And then the same night, I got punched in the face, so I'll never forget that.
Oh, so there you go.
I'm trying to think back. I feel like I've definitely done that.
Why did you get punched in the face? Why the fuck? I'll explain after.
We'll get back to the punch in the face. I think I have done that in the sense that, like, a guy that I liked was saying what bar he was at.
Mm-hmm.
I had to come meet him, and it was late, and I was drunk, and I was just like, bye, guys.
I'm going to there.
I've dragged my friend.
But if no, but only if you're with one other friend.
No, that's mean.
I'm saying
that's mean.
No, that's
that's what I'm talking about.
I would not
about.
Do it if I was just with one other friend.
No, I'm saying with a group.
But I always drag all my friends. I'm like, we should go to this bar. It looks fun tonight. Yeah. But like, it's because I want
to
see a dude.
I hate that though. But you have to be like, guys, listen, I want to go to this bar, and I want you guys to come because there's a guy there. Like, don't lie to me and be like, you know,
I have friends that do the same thing
because I just know that they won't go.
Fun tonight,
and then you get there, it's
okay. Like, is Corey gonna be there?
I feel like just say who's gonna be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that if you're with a group of girls, it's okay to leave. But if it's one,
no, you absolutely
you can't leave.
Yeah,
no,
you can't.
I've had it done to me, and I got punched in the face.
So you got punched in the face.
Yeah. Circle back.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was at a bar, and this girl came up to me, and she was looking for my friend, but
she found you.
But she found me. But the reason was because a year prior, we went to this party, and it was one of those ABC parties.
Like, oh, yeah.
And
close. But we didn't know that. It was like an open house party, and we didn't even know the girl whose party it was. So we just went with like all of my friends. My guy friends were there. Girlfriends were there. And we didn't know it was this ABC party. So my friend started tweeting, like, making fun of the party, like ABC, like just joking around.
Yeah.
And then she tweeted out the address. But it was an open party, and this wasn't she doesn't have a million followers.
Okay, fair.
Like, in high school when only your friends are following you. It was a little outrageous.
That's fair. However, back in my day, I threw some parties in my house.
Oh, yeah.
And I know if somebody fucking did that to me, I would be so mad.
I would be pissed. But when you're sending everybody the address anyway, and there's 100 people at your house, like, what do you expect?
It's gonna get a little
but anyways, we were joking around on Twitter about it. And then a year later, like exactly a year later, because it was around my birthday the same time, we go to this bar, RIP Daddy Locos, and this girl comes up to me. She's looking for my friend. Can't find my friend. She's like, are you Maria Chiffo? I'm like, yes, I am. And I was like,
shouldn't
excited, which I was excited. I'm like, yeah, I am. Like, why is somebody asking me if I'm Maria Chiffo? I didn't even work here yet.
Punch in the face.
No, that was it. All of a sudden, just
that's me.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's me. Wound up and just socked me in the face. I have the picture on my phone. I'll show you guys. Just punched me in the face. And then the guy I was with at the time, she punched him. It was a whole big ordeal.
Was it a good punch or like a bitchy punch?
No, it was a good punch. Like, she fucked my lip up.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it was a whole big thing. But yeah, I did not fight back because I did not want to get my face messed up more than
not
it
worth
was.
It.
And my parents were pretty pissed that I didn't fight back.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know what I would do if somebody came up to me and punched me in the face. I think I'd probably die. Like, I don't think that I would be able to.
Oh, I wouldn't be
that.
Able to sustain
it. I didn't.
It. No.
I took it. Like, I ate it. And I was just like, all right, well
that happened.
It happened.
I've never been punched. I don't think I've ever punched anybody either.
It's kind of like a thrill because afterwards.
I've always wanted to punch somebody.
I've never punched anybody either, which is shocking to people. Everybody's like, you've definitely been in fights. Yeah. I have not, besides getting punched in the face. Mm. It's a thrill because afterwards everyone's like, oh my God, you just got punched. And you're like, yeah. Shit. Like, I just got punched in the face
and
I'm
like
here.
Adrenaline, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I woke up the next morning. My parents were like, what the fuck is wrong with your face? And I had to tell them, and they were pissed at me
for not fighting back.
Like, so pissed at me. That is the one memory I have of my parents
that blows
being,
my
like,
mind.
So mad at me because they were like, you just let a girl punch you in the face, yeah. And that was it.
Well, what were you supposed to do? You're a small girl. Like, what would you do?
I don't know.
Was she a lot bigger than you?
She was.
Yeah. Well, no. You would have died. And you know, that wouldn't have been worth it.
You're right.
Mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. This is from... Oh, this person wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
They said, what do you think the max age gap between two people who are dating should be?
I say 10 years.
10 years.
I say 10 years. I think... I feel like we see it nowadays. There's so many more people dating. Like younger... Like older men are dating younger girls and like vice versa. And I've... capped it off at 10 years, I think.
Yeah. 10 years is the maximum.
Once you get to 15,
I personally wouldn't date
totally
somebody 10
different worlds, groups of people.
That's what I think. Like, yeah.
Like, I would have nothing in common if I currently was dating somebody that was 40 years old.
Exactly. It freaks me out. Honestly, it freaks me out. Because then...
What do they do all day?
This has also been something I'm glad this was brought up. I mentioned this weekend. I was talking about it. Like, I'm 21, right? So,
yeah.
Anybody in their 20s, like...
It's kind of the same age.
Yeah, like anybody in their 20s, your body to me is equivalent to like my age. Like we're aging at the same pace, right?
Yes.
I don't want to see somebody in their 40s or 50s penis. Like I don't because I feel like I am not at that age.
I'm not ready for that.
I'm not ready for that age penis.
Do dicks age?
So I asked my mom and she...
You asked your mom?
And then I'd be like, does my dad's look like
that? Oh, no.
Wait, so that's the conversation. This past weekend, I was talking about it with one of my friends was there and my mom, and I was like, Mom, like, is the penis different? And I'm like, I understand.
Does it
age? I understand that, like, you're married to my father, but is it different? She was like, no, it's not. And I just
feel like you have to take care of your penis like you would, like, your face skin.
Dicks
like,
don't see the sun
does
ever.
Does it wrinkle? Yeah.
So how would they ever age?
They're already fairly wrinkly.
Yeah, true.
Because very wrinkly. Your balls start to sag and, you know.
Stop it. Okay, all right.
Stop it. I don't know. That's Fran, you get what I'm saying, right?
I understand it. I just don't want to
go
back. I'm going to go back to the age thing and say that... I agree with the 10 years thing, but I also think it starts at like 23.
Yeah, I think you can't
you know?
Be like,
because if you're 20, like 18,
20 and 30,
and you're dating somebody 10 years older, I don't know, that's a little
even
suspect.
20 and 30, completely different people. College
I think like post 23. Like if you're 24 dating a 34 year old, I could see it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think you got to be out of college.
Yeah.
And then the 10 year rule begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or out of college age. 22, maybe.
Yes,
what's,
at least.
What do they say is the normal,
it's
normal standard?
It's half your age plus seven. Yes. So I'm 22, it would be 30 is the oldest I could date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That does make sense. I don't think I could date older than 30 because I feel like people who are older than 30 are like adults.
Yeah.
Okay, Sydney wants to know, who is your ultimate celebrity crush you would marry right now / would be your like bi? Like would be like the one guy you were allowed to hook up with. Your boyfriend would have to be okay with it.
Oh my God, okay. Right now, my mind immediately goes to Tim Riggins, but like Tim Riggins.
The character.
The character Tim Riggins. Mm-hmm. But also the character Tim Riggins. I don't know if he'll give me the life
that you deserve.
That I really want to live, but he is like the person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Tim Riggins, John Mayer.
Yeah,
oh,
that
John
was
Mayer
mine.
Is a good one.
Tim Riggins, John Mayer. And then if Hailey Baldwin wanted to marry me, I would probably marry her.
That's fair.
But that's like the only girl I think I would say I would marry.
That's fair.
If Hailey Baldwin and I met and she was just like, I'm in love with you, I need to marry you, I wouldn't. Well, who am I to say no as a Hailey Baldwin
what
fan?
She wants.
Exactly.
You
that's what I'm saying. Like, Fran, if Miley Cyrus asked you to marry her,
oh,
you would do
I'd
it?
Do it in a second.
Exactly.
Miley would be a great wife.
Mm. Great. She would. She's chill. She's down to earth.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? She figured her life out.
She's dated women before. So
yeah.
She,
yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Exactly. She knows to teach you the ropes. Exactly. Me and Haley, we both haven't dated women, so I don't know.
It'd be each other's first time.
Yeah. Exactly.
It'd be special.
Exactly.
Wow, that's so romantic.
That would be romantic, guys. You know, I'm like, wow.
Each other's eyes.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, friend, you didn't answer yours.
I mean, obviously, Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, I just need to know. Like, I just have to. I just need to know
what
he's
nudes?
Working with, what's going on, what his moves. Yeah. I need to know.
The moves.
I don't even think I would to be necessarily want to, like,
I just don't think Nick Jonas would, like, have, like, moves. I can't imagine.
I don't
imagine.
Think Nick Jonas has any...
See, but that's what I need to
charisma.
Know.
That's
like,
what
I just need to know. I need to witness it firsthand.
He might surprise you.
That's
exactly.
True. Yeah. I just feel like he was like in a boy band. Like,
yeah. No, he's grown, Ellie.
He
grew up.
But he has no sexual charisma to me either.
I
agree with that.
To me.
When we had the Lady Gang on our podcast, they said that he had big dick energy, or one of them did.
Yeah.
And I was like, he absolutely does not have big dick energy.
No, that one music video he did, he like turned it around for me. I was like, oh, he's
which
sexual.
One? I know which one you're talking about. And I don't know if it's jealous or...
I don't remember.
It might have been jealous. It was dark and like ominous.
Yeah.
And he had a scruff. Ellie, who was your person?
My person... Honestly, my entire life I've had a crush on Chris Pine. I just always have.
Chris Pine is
Chris
good.
Chris Pine is
he's
hot.
Just
choice.
So underrated. He's
he is. He's really underrated.
I would also take any of the Hemsworths.
Oh, well, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
My Liam
God.
Or Chris.
Easily. Well, they're like men.
How did
no,
I forget
I knew exactly.
that? Chris Hemsworth is a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man.
He...
I don't know. Liam's kind of corny to me.
Rhea's not a big Chris Pratt guy.
Not a Chris Pratt guy.
Not a huge Chris Pratt guy. And I know that I'm going to get shit for that because people fucking love Chris Pratt.
It's because he's like the dad bod personality without the dad bod.
Yeah, but I haven't watched Parks and Rec, so I think that's
the reason why. Okay.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've probably seen him in other things, but the one thing that sticks out to me is he was on The OC and he played... one of the worst roles on the show ever in the fourth season.
Okay, well, so you've got like a bad taste in your mouth about it.
Off of
this random
show.
Guy.
He's so fucking annoying on the show. That's why I'm like, I don't like Chris Pratt. But Chris Hemsworth, oh my God. So I would add Tim Riggins, John Mayer, Chris Hemsworth. And then
guys, I have serious vibes recently for Shawn Mendes, but he's such a baby. And I'm like, fuck, I'm 4 years older than him.
My newest one, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, Saquon's hot.
I would let him do anything.
That's a really good one.
If there are any Eagles fans out there, Corey Clement is one of our running backs, and he might be one of the most attractive men I've ever seen in my life.
We're just talking about hockey.
Yeah, we're getting a little distracted. So today we have a very special edition of Woman Crush Wednesday because we are playing Truth or Drink.
And we have wine.
We have wine.
Yes.
We have wine. Fran, grab
so
a wine.
So basically, pick one out of the hat. If you don't want to answer it, you have to do a 5-second poll.
Okay. Is, 5 seconds is long.
Yeah, that's why you have to answer
there's
it.
There's not enough wine for 5 seconds.
There but you is. Have to at least
well,
like,
friend,
chug
maybe
a little
you'll
bit.
Maybe you'll answer the question instead.
Yeah, maybe you'll just answer.
True.
And if there's something that you don't want to chug, but you don't want to answer, you can pass it on to the next person. They have to answer it, but you can only do that once.
Oh, okay.
You like that?
Is that a good rule?
I kind of like that. Yeah. Shit. All right.
It's a little rude, though. I feel like I would feel like an asshole.
No, this is
like,
tough. Yeah. No. And I know so much about each other that if I get one that I know she has an answer for,
I'm going to give it
me
to
too.
Her.
Me too.
Yeah. Now, I can't speak for the quality of these questions, honestly.
Okay.
But who would like to go first?
I will.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Friend.
What's the first thing you do if you woke up one day and you were the opposite sex? Right in the beginning, you wake up in the morning, you probably have to test the equipment, right?
Yeah.
See what
I'm
feels
jerking
right.
off
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You couldn't.
I just want to see how it works.
Yeah.
And like,
I would hope
notes.
I would have morning wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I'd be kind of upset if I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's what happens to every girl in all like the girl boy switch places movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're
like,
they wake up in the other person's
oh my
body.
God.
Like, oh my God, I have a penis.
Yes.
I would
like,
do like
how
the
do
windmill
I use
thing.
It?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Or I would, if it was snowing, I would go outside and pee my name in the snow.
Ooh,
that's
peeing
been
standing
a fantasy
up would be
of
a
mine.
Would
yeah.
be a good one,
ooh,
too.
Yeah.
Really want to do that.
All right.
Oh, God. What's your favorite go-to move for getting attention from the opposite sex? I don't know. I don't think you realize how bad I actually am at, like, flirting and getting attention. Like, I'm good at getting attention, like, on the internet.
Yeah.
But in real life, I'm, like, definitely the person that, like, you'll walk in and this is like, my move. I'll, like, see you. It'll smile and then I'll turn away immediately. That's my whole move. Like, 'cause I'm like, you're definitely hotter than me. You're not going to pay attention to me. So I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm interested. And then turn away. That's kind of what I do. I have no moves.
Can't think like that.
No.
But I did that. I did that this weekend at the fucking New Year's Eve party I went to. And then we ended up, well, it ended up being a disaster. But he was my New Year's kiss.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it worked out.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Congrats on the New Year's kiss. All right.
What do you like most and least about your personality? Most, I think I am very patient.
Aww.
I can listen. I can sit and absorb.
It's a great quality.
Without, like, outwardly getting mad. Mm-hmm. Maybe inner getting mad, but not outward. Mm-hmm. Least, I'm so perfect now. I think I still, like, care too much about what other people think. Mm-hmm. And I try not do that. And I also don't like when things don't go my way. Like, my, in a way that's like, it's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
So, could probably work on that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I have that problem, too.
Just, like, being bratty when, like, things don't go the
yeah,
way
you have a vision I of want.
I'm definitely a little bratty, but I'm, like, bratty internally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll cry, but I'll, well, not in front of anyone.
What's the most awkward experience you've ever had with a crush? Oh, God.
Oh, the list is long.
I don't even think that I could share the most awkward one.
Well, you have to because it says the most awkward.
Fuck.
So,
or you could
sorry.
Drink. Or I could drink.
I feel like there's like a billion
I know. That's why I
high school ones. But
there is a billion high school ones. Mm. Oh, what's the most awkward experience you've ever had with a crush? Can I bring it back to middle school?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've talked about this before.
Oh, the yeah.
When I, on AIM, I thought that you couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I'm bringing it back there. I thought that when you message somebody that they wouldn't get the message when they logged back in. And I messaged my middle school crush, I love you. And I thought
so he was
that
offline.
When he was
him.
Offline, and I thought he wasn't going to get it.
You thought it was going to go away.
Yeah, and then when he logged back online, he got the I love you. I don't even know why I was messaging him I love you in the first place. Like, what, I just had to get my feelings out?
That's
somehow?
When you would, like, write letters.
Sometimes you just have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did you get a response?
No, yeah. I did not get a response.
Did you have
they
a diary?
They played a joke on me. I did not have a diary. I actually started a journal.
I have the most amazing diary.
Listen, I started Mine's a journal amazing. when I started working here.
Oh, that's cute.
And I lost it, so whoever has it is probably reading some very interesting stories.
That's cute.
My journals are so funny because I wrote in them so much, and mm-hmm. then I did, like, every once in a while in high school.
Yeah.
And I go back and just read it, and it's
hilarious.
So hilarious. It's so absurd.
I would do it for, like, a week. I would, like, write in it solidly, and then I'd give up. I had one from sixth grade that's, like, I saw Will today, and he got a haircut, so he's not as cute anymore. I'm like, well, I haven't changed, so
yeah.
That's
no,
good.
Mine are yeah. all about boys.
Yeah.
Like, all about boys, all about
a little bit about, there was friends. One about, like, a girl that we didn't like, but I didn't name her. I gave her, like, a nickname, and I don't remember who the girl was, but the nickname is, like, very mean.
Damn.
I'm like,
I would like, go back and, like,
I didn't have a diary when I was younger.
I would go back and, like, summarize the last 6 months of my life and pretend I was, like, a narrator. So I would literally write, I'd be like, wow, these last few months have been crazy.
Wow, that's
this happened with so and so, but then this app, like,
oh totally.
I used to write stories,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
I get that, but yeah. I didn't have a diary, which kind of makes me upset now that I'm thinking about
yeah.
it. I think I'm gonna start one.
Yeah, it's great. I used to like log my summer days for like 3 summers, and my mom found them.
Oh,
and it was like really
not
bad.
Good.
What was the worst thing you had on there?
It was this was like middle school, so it was like I sent nudes for the first time, and I was like,
"You sent nudes in
middle
school?
That's like illegal. You can't
that
do
is,
that.
That is
100% illegal.
The biggest scandal that happened
yeah.
in my middle
yes.
school.
Yeah,
is
the girl
sent
nudes.
Yeah.
yeah, and it got out, and the principal saw. Not mine, but my best friend's. But yeah, that was like a thing in my middle school. Was like,
sending nudes.
Yeah,
here's
I
my
remember
tits.
The first time it happened when
I
this girl
have
sent
boobs
a nude.
Even
I
didn't send.
Yeah, I had
no.
Boobs.
Neither did
didn't
I.
Come until like
senior year of college.
Last so freshman year of college.
No, I had D's in like 7th grade, and people thought I stuffed my bra. Yeah,
wow.
You
were
one of those.
And I was jealous of those girls.
Did you? Like, I feel like when that happens to you, you have to like switch schools.
Yeah.
Move away.
Yeah, right? Like when your boobs are so ginormous.
No,
like,
no,
like
when your nudes get out. Like when you're like, when
little?
You're fucking 13.
Like when your boobs are so big in 7th grade, you have to leave.
You have no, to when leave. You're 13 and everybody, and
oh,
you're like,
oh,
it's
so,
not allowed.
I mean, it was a big, big scandal.
There,
yeah. This girl,
there was a girl in the high, like not in my high school, but in like the high schools around me. And she sent nudes to a guy at my school who, of course, sent them to
yeah.
everybody. And it got to the point, since guys in my high school, it was a big hockey school, and they would go to Sweden and had Swedish exchange students and stuff. They'd go to Sweden and, like, play hockey. So, basically, her nudes, like, made it to Sweden. Because,
no.
like, this Jeez. Poor girl, I felt so bad for her. Like, that's everyone knew who this girl was because of her nudes. Like, that's horrible.
That does suck.
But she was also one of those girls who looked 25 when she was 14. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, props to her, though.
Yeah, good for her. Like, I'm always jealous of those girls.
Yeah, me too.
I looked 14 when I was 22.
So currently?
Yeah, currently.
Are there more of these questions?
Yes, there sure are.
No, I'm just so interested in them. Yeah. I'm like, what's next?
What physical feature do you get complimented on the most?
Your boobs?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Not really. And I feel like that's just the internet and creepy men.
Yeah. What do people say to you in person?
In person, yeah.
They're like, Fran, I love your boobs.
No, honestly, my friends do that to me too. Like if I'm wearing a nice top to go out or something, yeah. Like, Fran, your boobs look great.
Yeah. I could see that.
So nice. I feel like that is probably it.
That's
what about you, Reed?
That was the first thing the lady gang asked me about. Yeah, they were boobs? In here. They were like, one of them was like, are your boobs real? I was like, yeah.
This is the last question.
They were.
Oh, last question.
Is it intimate moment?
To answer your question, damn. I would say my butt probably.
You have a nice butt. You do you have really a nice do. Butt.
Thank you, guys. That makes me feel good.
I'm almost like, damn, look at Rhea's butt.
What's yours, Ellie?
I'm not attractive.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
What's the first thing you would do if you were invisible?
Oh my God. There's endless things.
Yeah. There's so many things that I would do if I was invisible that it's hard for me to think of the first thing.
I know. There's too many things even like here that I would do just in this office.
Exactly. Absolutely. Of, like, all the shit I would do in this office. I would just stand behind everybody's laptops.
And read their chats.
And like read their conversations.
I want to know.
That's fucked up, but I would, yeah, like, I want to stand behind you and read your
I like knowing the information.
Read your iMessages. Probably go through people's phones.
Totally. Probably. I would go down to the business floor to see what's going on down there.
Oh, I would go into the business floor and sit behind each person.
No, but there's definitely some stuff going on in those computers. That's why it's so quiet all day.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah, we're definitely all,
like, when we talk, like, we're just talking, but I feel like there's G-chats out there that are messy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely want to spy on people.
I don't know if I would. I feel like I would get upset, you know?
If you spied on someone and saw...
And they were
I feel like I lurk sometimes and then I see things or hear things I didn't want to hear or see. And I'm like, I shouldn't have done that.
That's why I've just come to accept, like, if you don't look, you won't get mad at anything.
Yeah.
So just don't look. Trust.
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 Yeah, you just have Faith. To trust.
I can't help it. Mm-hmm. I have to look. Do you snoop on Hank?
No, I don't actually because I did it one time. I remember I did it one time and it was a fucking disaster because I didn't find anything wrong. And when you don't find anything wrong,
you're not
justified.
You just look like such
an asshole. So
I feel like you can only snoop if you know for sure there's something on there.
Yeah.
Then you can be like, look what I found.
Yeah. And after I didn't find anything, it was kind of like whatever. Like I don't.
But did he know that you did it?
Well, yeah, because I told him.
Wow. Oh.
Which is probably I was really dumb. And I found something from before we were dating. And I said something. And he was like, well, how did you find that? And I was like,
I don't know.
When I took your phone.
I was like, you left it open on your phone. He was like, that's just not possible. Like, went through my phone. I could not think of a lie. I really couldn't think of a lie.
Trapped in that moment.
So I don't even know why I would bring up what I did in the first place. So it was really just a lesson on me. Like, don't be an asshole. Don't go through his phone and don't bring up shit from the past before they were dating you because it literally does not matter because they can't control what they did.
A lot of girls DM about stuff like that.
A girl DM'd us and asked, like, what's the best way to bring up your baggage with a significant other? Like, when do you have that conversation? How do you have that conversation?
I'm not going to dive too much into it, but me and my boyfriend now, like, probably... I don't even know if it was a month, like very early on, because we had never met, but we have a billion mutual friends. So we know so many of the same people.
Yeah.
I've heard of so many of the same people and had ideas that we had hooked up with other people that we know,
right,
you know? Yeah. So like we literally just had to sit down and be like, all right, just give it to me. Like, just tell me everything. And for like the people that I know, and I'll tell you the people that you know, and we have to like do it and get it over with. And we did, and it was fine. And like, of course, right after it was like, you just sit there and you're like, all right, well,
that
this
was awkward.
Sucks.
Weird, yeah.
Like, this kind of sucks. And now I know all this stuff. But it's so much better to know because you still see all those people. So it's like, I need to know which ones of the people that I know that you've kissed before.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Yeah. There's also like a fine line between like, did you have sex with that person?
Oh, no, I needed to know everything.
Yeah, like, need to know.
I don't know that I would want to know. Yeah.
I need to know, like, if they slept together. I need to know.
Me and Hank don't have any mutual people that we knew. Yeah. So, like, all I wanted to know was people that he actually had sex with. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after that, like, am I going to sit here and name every person I made out with? Like, probably not, actually. Like,
Would you ever, like, edit your list?
Weirdly, me and
Hank,
I know.
Because I don't have, like, yeah, I didn't have either. Sex with that many people before Hank. So, like, I'm not embarrassed. That's another thing. Like, it just depends also, I think, on, like, your sexual history. Because I wasn't really, like, scared to tell him anything because I didn't really have anything to hide.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that crazy.
Yeah. And I guess maybe it is a little weird, but I think it's a good thing. But we're very open with each other. So there are times that, like, we're at a bar or just out in New York and I see a guy friend or something and say hi and say what's up, and he'll just like the guy will walk away and Joe will look at me and be like, did you hook up with that guy ever? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm either like yeah or no.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's like healthy though. That's so healthy.
And you can't, and if you say yeah, it's just like,
well,
okay,
what are you gonna do?
Because it's I did it before I knew you, so you can't get mad.
Exactly.
So
that's happened too,
to, like, that we do that to each other
one
all
time,
the time
we were walking,
like, do you ever kiss that girl?
Yeah, always. I'm like, oh, you ever kiss that girl? That's the same thing. But right outside the office once we were walking and I passed this guy and I said hi to him and Hank was like, who was that? And I was like, oh, some kid from high school. And he was like, you ever make out with him? I'm like, sure did. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I do that all the time too.
But definitely what Fran said, like getting it out of the way in the beginning is the best place
to go. It's just so much better. Because I know if I was like a year into my relationship and found out that he had hooked up with somebody that I've known for years, I would have been like, what the fuck? Like,
how did you not that pissed me off.
Tell me this. How did nobody tell me this?
Yeah. So. What about like emotional baggage?
Because like I think that's kind of what the girl was
getting at, like, don't do this to me because I am
so
sensitive.
I'm gonna give
to
you
it.
Like,
oh,
yeah,
I would
get what I'm saying.
I mean, I couldn't possibly
you have
be
a lot of cheap
more
emotional baggage.
Yeah, I do, but I couldn't possibly be more open about, like, if you do this to me, I'll probably murder you.
Yeah.
So that sounds pretty strong.
No,
but
that's
like,
I don't.
It's
I'd
gone
in. You,
it's gone so. Into Hank's head. Like, don't do anything because, I mean, he knows not to do anything.
No.
No.
More so because,
like,
I'm his girlfriend
you
and
he loves
respects
you.
Me.
Like,
right. He wouldn't do that to me, but also,
but
I would 100%
like, very much. Like, I've had those conversations too where you talk about past boyfriends or whatever and you're like, look, this happened to me. It really messed
me up.
God. Don't ever do that to me
and
I'll kill
the
you.
The stories that I have are like super fucked up. So if you hear a story that I have and you, like, for instance, if I told Hank this story and then he took that and then did the same thing to me, like, he's just a fucked up
human.
It'd
be like betrayal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I just trust that now that you know that this happened to me, you're not
going
to
be
do
cool.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you so much for coming, you guys.
So
thank
fun.
You. Thank you for having
us. I'm sorry we didn't really.
I'm actually going to drink this now
because
I didn't
you
take
made
one
questions
sip of this wine.
Way too fun.
I know.
Like, there weren't any really crazy ones that I felt like I needed to take a swig for.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Why don't you ask us
like
one crazy question just so we can take a drink of our wine?
Okay.
There was one that.
We all have to drink it together. We're not going to answer that.
What was
that?
This is kind of funny because it's going to be a crazy question and I'll be like, nope.
Yeah, right.
Okay, which sexual position do you think is your parents' favorite?
Oh,
that's the answer.
I actually, I'm kidding, I won't answer. I don't even know. I don't know if I would be able to answer.
Please don't
that
have
question.
An opinion on it.
I don't want you to have
I'm actually thinking pretty hard now.
No,
but.
No, drink. Now stop.
Just drink, honestly.
Ellie, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Ellie. I'm now going to think about my parents having sex to end this podcast.
No, everybody else is also thinking about it too, so sorry.
So sorry, ladies. But yeah, we're so glad that we had Rhea and Fran on today. You can follow their personal are your Instagram and Twitter is the same as they are on?
They're different.
Not. Okay.
We're Barstool Fran and Barstool Rhea on Twitter.
Okay.
But Francesca Mariano and Maria Chiffo on Instagram.
Great. So you can follow them. You can follow Chicks in the Office if you don't already. I'm sure you do. Listen to the podcast. Listen to the radio show. Again, thank you so much for
Thanks, Ellie.
Having.
Thank you.
We had fun. Well, if you don't like girls that are stronger than you, and if you don't like girls that are faster than you, and if you don't like girls smarter than you, well then you might not like me. You might not like me. And if you don't like girls tougher than you, and if you don't like girls more daring than you, and if you don't like girls braver than you, well then you might not like me. You might not like I just want to thank the ladies again so much for coming in. I honestly had so much fun. That was so fun.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have a little away time from all the boys. Yeah. Just have some ladies.
Yep.
Some girl talk.
And some wine at 11:30 in the morning.
Why not? What else would you do,
I guess?
So we just also wanted to thank you guys so much for listening. We wouldn't be able to do any of the things that we get to do if you didn't listen to us. So, you know, we really appreciate that. And speaking of, we have a little present for you. We are going to be doing a meet and greet.
Woo!
We don't know anything more than that. It's going to be on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. The theme is loosely Valentine's themed. You know, you can bring a date. You can bring a friend. It can be anti-Valentine's Day. It can be pro-Valentine's Day. Whatever.
Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day. Whatever you really want it to be. But honestly, it's just going to be a bunch of friends drinking at a bar because Valentine's Day is a dumb holiday. I mean, yes. It's cute. It's fun. It's cute. But it's like way overhyped for what it really is. Yep. So let's take the opportunity while there's already a holiday, you know, and just get some drinks. It's a Thursday night.
Yep.
Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
Can't go wrong with that. And we would love to see you there. You know, I'll be taking pictures with you guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have a photo booth. We were thinking about getting a photo booth.
Yeah, the one
booth.
From the holiday party,
hopefully. Where we look like Kardashians. That'd be really cool. And if you have any suggestions, if you're able to come, let us know, DM us, shoot us a DM. And we do try to read those. We also thank you so much for all your DMs you sent in today for this episode. They were really helpful.
That was great.
Some of them were really, really interesting. And we're going to get to it at a later date if we missed yours. But feel free to keep DMing us all the time. We love it. And that's really it for today's episode. Thank you again so much for listening. We love you so, so much. Have a great day. Have a great night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We hope it's a good one. And we'll catch you on the next one. Right?
Yeah,
hopefully.
Don't leave.
I love myself, I wanna see it. When I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're on